We were discussing yesterday some halachos related to Tanis Bechoros on Erev Pesach. And you mentioned the conceptual chakira as to what Tanis Bechoros is all about. Is it like Tanis Esther? It's simply a zecher to what the Jews probably did that year in Mitzrayim, fasting in preparation for the night of the gzeir against the Bechoros. Is it perhaps, on the other hand, just simply a zecher l'neis, that they were saved from the Makas Bechoros? The fact that this is not mentioned in the Gemara, it's mentioned only in Masechas Sofrim, the kula that has become widespread to participate in a Sudas Mitzvah, in a Siyum, first and foremost, and then to eat at that Sudas Mitzvah, and then to no longer be bound by the fast, and the Chiddush of the Kosher Glover in Eretz Tzvi, Simen Ayin Tes, that Tainus Bechoros, unlike every other Tainus Tzibur, where there is a both mitzvah l'hisanos and an isra achila, Tainus Bechoros is simply just a mitzvah l'hisanos with no isra achila. And therefore, if you have a hetzer to break the fast because you had a shudas mitzvah, mainly you don't have to continue fasting. You can then eat the rest of the day because there's no longer mitzvah l'hisanos. You had a right to break your fast, and there's no isra achila. Mainly you can continue eating. One last point on Tainus Bechoros before moving on to a different discussion related to Erev Pesach Halachos. And that is that the Ramah cites a minhag in Siman Taf Ayin. The Ramah says that some say, the Ramah writes as follows, the minhag, he says, is, v'noagin kishahav b'chor, if the father himself of a child is the firstborn, the mother fasts on behalf of her firstborn son when that firstborn son is still a katan. Whereas if the father himself is not a Bechor, so he fasts for his firstborn son until the son is old enough to fast on his own. Or more commonly, the father will go to a Siyum to exempt himself from fasting on behalf of his firstborn son. So as I recall, that was what my father did. I'm a Bechor, he was not. He would go to the Siyum and on my behalf would break his fast. We all benefited as a result. Surprising, though, interestingly to note, is that in Sefer Kobetz Halachos, he cites from the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan quotes this minhag, the Ramah writes about, that the father fasts on behalf of the firstborn son. If the father is a Bechor, the mother fasts on his behalf. And the Aruch HaShulchan, after citing this Ramah, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, V'achshav leka minhag zeh. We don't have this minhag anymore. And Shmuel Kamenetsky as well, paskins that this minhag, that the father fasts on behalf of his son, or the mother fasts on behalf of her son, we're not knowing anymore this minhag. So he bases on the fact that Chayotim makes no mention of it whatsoever, although the Ramah mentions it, that the father fasts for the firstborn son, or the mother fasts for the firstborn son. The Chayotim omits mention of it altogether. Rabbi Yaakov Emdin, in his halachos on Erev Pesach, quotes that some say that the father or the mother should fast for the young bechor that they have in their home. But he writes, V'ein b'kolzem minhag muchlet. It's not definitively so. It's an option. It's not an obligation. And Shmuel Kamenetsky paskins that the minhag is no longer that way. So an interesting ha'ara that, although perhaps many are familiar with the minhag, based on the Ramah, but it seems that not everyone assumes that that is a given and a necessity. So that's with regard to the Tainus Bechoros. I want to move on for a moment to discuss the remaining 10 minutes another very important halacha with regard to Erev Pesach, also one about a prohibition to eat, but one that is not limited to Bechoros, but one that is applicable to everyone in the room and beyond. And that is the Yerushalmi in Pesachim in the 10th parak, which tells us that one is forbidden to eat matzah on Erev Pesach. And the Rishonim explain any matzah which one is allowed to use for fulfillment of the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah Seder night may not be eaten the entire day Erev Pesach. From Alos HaShachar, from dawn and on, one may not eat matzah that one could use in fulfillment of his mitzvah of Achilas Matzah that night. Now, I know, of course, that many are familiar with the minhag to refrain from eating matzah already as of Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That is not an Isser Me'ikur Hadin. That is a minhag, the Chalk Yaakov quotes, that was practiced in, I believe, Turkey. He quotes the Knesset Sagdola, who cites the minhag of Constantinople, not to eat matzah from Rosh Chodesh Nisan and on. There's a minhag, I believe, of Chabad, not to eat matzah from 30 days before Pesach. Both of those are minhagim. Those who have the minhag certainly should keep to it. but those that don't have the Tamei Minog are not bound by it. That's not a halacha, that's a minog. The halacha, though, is very clear that one is not allowed to eat matzah on Erev Pesach, but as Magen Avraham writes, the day before Erev Pesach, you are allowed to eat matzah. That's clear in the Magen Avraham. Most poskim assume that Isra begins with Alos HaShachar on Erev Pesach, but the night before, the night of Bedikas Chametz, in theory, once you've done your Bedika, you can sit down to your matzah sandwich if you are so inclined. However, on Erev Pesach, though, one is not allowed to eat matzah that one may use that night for Seder Mitzvah Sachilas Matzah. And the reason for that is because one is supposed to have an appetite to eat matzah, so writes the Meiri, so therefore don't eat matzah Erev Pesach, save your matzah appetite for Seder night. Or as Rambam writes, because we want it to be noticeable that your matzah eating on Pesach night is for the mitzvah. If you're going to be eating it all day long, it's not so nicker that when you eat it at night, that's for the purposes of the mitzvah. So for either of those two reasons, one is not allowed to eat matzah on Erev Pesach. Important to note, the Raman Simen Tuf Ayin Aleph writes that even if you take matzah that was baked and grind it up into matzah mel, and then you mix it with wine and oil and you make it into a tasty matzah cake or matzah cookie, the Ramah says that is still usher to eat Erev Pesach. Because once it was baked as a matzah, although you've crumbled it up and you've mixed it with wine and oil and all sorts of sweeteners, it is still considered matzah and still subject to the Isra of Achilas Matzah on Erev Pesach. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, if one were to take matzah and boil it, make kneaded lechayav, he writes, so then one would be allowed to eat such matzah on Erev Pesach. It's now boiled matzah, it's now kneaded lechayav, it's not matzah anymore. Then you could eat it Erev Pesach, but only up to the beginning of the 10th hour. That's the Mishnah Pesachim, Sadi Testament Beis, that Arav Pesachim, Samach Lemincha, Layochal Adamat Shetechshach. The Gemara says that means Samach Lemincha Katana, end of 9 hours, beginning of the 10th hour, this year in New York City, 4:13 p.m. That's the cutoff point for your Kenelach. So 4:13 p.m. Erev Pesach, that's when you can no longer eat your matzah mevushalas, you can no longer eat your Kenelach. At that point already, we're a little bit more concerned for one's appetite come Seder night, and therefore you should at that point already refrain from eating even Kenedalach. And the Shulchan Aruch writes as well that one should no longer at that point eat to his fill, even if he's eating fruit or vegetables or meat or fish. Don't eat a very large amount of it at that point from 4:13 and on, because you don't want to ruin your appetite for Seder night. The Rishonim argue about the following points. The Rishonim argue with regard to matzah ashira, which is matzah made not just with flour and water, but made with flour and fruit juice, or flour and eggs, which according to Ibn Tam has the same status as fruit juice. We know that on Pesach proper, there's a machlokas Rishonim, Ibn Tam, and Rashi, if one has matzah that is made with only flour and fruit juice, call it wine matzah, call it egg matzah, is that permissible to consume on Pesach or not? Ibn Tam and the Shulchan Aruch in following Ibn Tam writes that if the only ingredients are flour and fruit juice, flour and eggs, flour and wine, you are allowed to eat that throughout Pesach. According to Ibn Tam, there is no chimutz there whatsoever. On the other hand, Rashi is of the opinion that when you've mixed flour with wine, fruit juice, there is a concern that the product becomes chametz nuksha, it becomes somewhat of a chimutz product, which is subject to a lav deraisa of komachmetzis lo sochelu, and Rama is machmir for Rashi, although Rashi is the minority opinion they've shown him, Rama is machmir for Rashi, and the Rama therefore says that Ashkenazim don't eat egg matzos or fruit juice matzos or wine matzos during Pesach, unless it is a zakein or a chola, and there is a tzorech to have such food. But for the ordinary average individual, Ashkenazim are machmir not to have such fruit juice, wine, egg matzos on Pesach. That's machlokas Shulchan Aruch and Emma in Simen Tuf Samach Beis. What happens Erev Pesach then? Erev Pesach, am I allowed to eat egg matzos on Erev Pesach. Now, according to the Yerushalmi, that we mentioned in Pesachim Perak Yud, you can't eat throughout the day Erev Pesach anything you could use for your mitzvah matzah at Seder night. Matzah made with wine or fruit juice may not be used for the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah Seder night because it's what the Gemara refers to as matzah ashira. It's not lachamoni, it's matzah ashira. Isa sheni lusha b'yan shem ravash, you can't use for Achilas Matzah Pesach night. It's matzah ashira. I might have thought, therefore, well, if that's the case, I can eat it Erev Pesach. And in fact, that is what Rabbeinu Tam holds, that one is allowed to eat matzah ashira Erev Pesach up till, again this year, 4:13 p.m., until the beginning of the 10th hour. All day long, according to Rabbeinu Tam, according to the Shulchan Aruch, it's not chametz, you can eat it throughout the day until the beginning of the 10th hour, Erev Pesach. However, according to the Ashkenazi minhag, the Ramaz minhag, the Rashi shita, that one is not allowed to eat matzah shira on Pesach. We don't eat egg masses on Pesach if one's not a zaken or a chola, if it's not a necessity. Can I eat it Erev Pesach? The general minhag is that we treat it like chametz. If you treat it like chametz, then you can't eat it past the Zman Israchil's Chametz in the morning, the end of the fourth hour. That's it. So the general minhag among Ashkenazim is that we don't eat egg matzos or grape matzos on Pesach. We treat it as Chametz, and therefore even Erev Pesach, although I can eat it in the morning, because it's not matzah that I can use for Seder night, but it's considered like Chametz, so I can't eat it past the end of the Zman Israchil's Chametz, past the end of the fourth hour. There is an interesting tshuva in the Rebbe Yehuda, Simen Chafalf, cited by the Shari Tshuva, in Simen Tuf Mem Dalet, the Nebi Huda says that even though we're machmir for Rashi throughout Pesach not to eat matzah shira, not to eat matzah made with wine or with eggs, but who says that chum applies Erev Pesach? That's a chumr for a das yachid of Rashi during Pesach. But Erev Pesach says, Nebi Huda, you want to eat egg matzahs, you want to eat meperis matzahs until chatzos, which is the zman eshachil chametz deraisa, Nebi Huda says, certainly you could be makel on that. And he says, if one wants to be makel on it, even after Chatzos, also he says, Nunu Nishkeferlach. So that's the Nedib Huda's Tshuva and Simen Chaf Aleph that is cited often by Poskim in discussing what to do when Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos and you have to eat something for Shalosh Udis, which is after this minus Rechilas Chametz. That's when there are some Poskim that refer to the Nedib Huda as perhaps a basis for eating Meperis Matzos on Erev Pesach Shachal B'Shabbos for purposes of Shalosh Udis. But again, the general minhag is that Ashkenazim following the Ramah do not eat egg matzos or wine matzos after the Zman Eshachilas Chametz on Erev Pesach. So again, come Erev Pesach, as of Alos HaShachar, there's an issue to eat matzah the entire day. Egg matzos, fruit juice matzos, the common minhag amongst the Ashkenazim, like the Ramah, is to be machmir for Rashi. We don't eat it on Pesach, and therefore we don't eat it Erev Pesach after the Zman Eshachilas Chametz. Baked matzah products as well. We saw the Ramah says that even if you crumble up baked matzos and make it into matzah mel and mix it with wine and oil and shemen, etc., it's still usher to eat on Erev Pesach throughout the day. Boiled matzah products like knedelach, we said you could eat, but only up until the beginning of the 10th hour, 4:13 p.m. And after that point in time, even meat, fish, fruit, vegetables, which are mutter me'ikar din, should not be eaten in large quantities in order to preserve one's appetite for the evening su'uda.